talking because they've nothing better to do. Bending words and spitting lies without a clue. Take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. I got an update on our deal from 2 weeks ago, and again from last week. We played that Hush Your Face promo, and we may have taken a jab or two at it, and then
just a little bit.
John from Brand X decided he wanted to get on his fucking horse and try to be a white knight, try to save everybody. He thinks he's a fucking podcast sheriff or something, deputy dog.
It's like Barney Fife.
I don't like you talking about my friend's podcast.
Do you think you got a call-in line yet? Because I'm ready to call him.
They talked about us a little bit. And, yes, their plug, it was nice of them to bring us up, as it is every fucking week. Thank you, John, Deuce,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
But, so I think John is normally used to getting the best of somebody in a conversation, and I think we held our own against him when he came on and tried white knighting for that that rap.
Yeah.
And again, so just in case anybody doesn't remember, we thought we were obligated to play that rap. So we did, and then we voiced our opinion on it, and we just gave it like a 3 out of 5 stars, basically.
Yes. Yes, we did. 3 out of 5. Are we going back down the same fucking road? All right. So here's the deal. Here's. I stand by it. I don't.
No, we don't. We don't have to get good. Into any of that.
I was explaining myself here. They were saying, well, you don't know this guy, and you, damn right, I don't
we
know.
We called
this guy.
Him retarded.
Did we really?
MC Window Licker.
Fuck, I kind of forgot about that. Well, that was that you or me? If it was me, I apologize.
Pussy.
That's you know what? That's fucking funny. I don't apologize. That's funny. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so we may have given it like 3.5 stars out of 5.
It was 3. Now
so anyway,
it's
John
and a
came
half.
In. He rode in on his horse and trying. Yeah,
save the
he
day.
Wanted to let people know that you don't talk shit about his friends. So then, of course, I got a message on Twitter that we had a new review, which is weird to me that John is watching our reviews just to let us know. But I think he might have been tipped off, I would guess. So anyway, I'm just going to read the review, and then we can comment on it if you want. I don't know how much farther you want to go with this fucking Hush Your Face promo shit, but
seeing as how they're super nice people, I'm not. I don't know. Just read the review and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
There. Before I read the review, I just played it for you where they talked about the whole thing on their show, and fucking listen to it, and it's like, well, there's nothing that they said was wrong. I mean,
no, and it just. Couldn't you guys just attack us or something? I mean, just a little light jab back would be nice, you know? Making me feel bad, man.
So what I want, and again, when we were talking about the promo, we didn't even know who made it. It didn't matter who made it. We thought we were obligated to play it. And we didn't love it.
So... It just irritates me when people take the high road because I can't do that. So it's just God, just come down
and
in the dirt
you
with
know,
us.
So I've listened to, their podcast. I don't know, maybe half a dozen times, and you can tell they put work into it. You know, they prepare for it. I think they fucking record 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's I complain about recording once a week and we do no prep. So. I can only imagine the work that goes into theirs.
I assume, obviously, they didn't listen to that whole shit show of ours.
That's okay. They don't have to.
throughout the whole thing, we never once talked about their podcast or them or anything like that.
No. Well, like you said, no, wait, we didn't even know who recorded.
Well, I called him MC.
You called him a window licker.
But that...
I think I distinctly remember saying I really liked that rap, and you wouldn't have none of it.
Anyway, no, I guess none of that matters. But anyway, so John let us know that we got a new review and on iTunes, and I thought I would share it. And I wanted to go down a different path with it, but then... They're fucking nice people, and that's fucking, and they're right. They're nice.
That's no
and
fun.
They're right.
Yeah, and they're right.
But other than that, fuck them. All right. Poor taste. Thought I'd give your show a listen until a quarter of the way in, you bashed one of your podcast neighbors and my husband. Poor podcast etiquette. Word of advice, maybe before you bash someone, you get to know who you're bashing. And the facts about what you're bashing about. It's real simple. If you don't like something, keep it to yourself. Mindy from Three's Company. Or Three's Comedy. Three's...
I don't think that was even on purpose.
No. That one was 100% accident. Jack Tripper.
That wasn't a slam.
You meet me down here at the Regal Beagle, you funny, son of a bitch.
So,
mine never posted. I don't know why, but I retorted because when I read that, I was one. I don't give a fuck how many 1-star reviews we get. I don't care. I don't care about the reviews. I don't care if anybody's listening or not listening. I don't care. This is just to see if me and Anthony can make each other laugh. So I gave us a 1-star review, and I replied to Mindy by agreeing with her, and I said something along the lines of, I stand behind Mindy and her opinion of the show, but it's still better than that piece of shit rap. But now I take that back.
But now I take that back. Perfect.
All right. So.
So the guy summed it all up. He said something like, I don't care if they like it. I wasn't meant to be serious. I'm not a rapper. I was just having a little bit of fun. And that took all the wind out of my sails, because he's exactly fucking right, man. The guy was just having a good time doing something fun, and we fucking tore that shit apart. But not him personally. It wasn't him. I didn't even know who the fucking guy was.
We're fucking stupid, man.
I'm skirting the fuck out. Yes, we are. I'm skirting the line of apologizing here without really apologizing.
You think we owe them an apology?
Yes.
All right, so moving on.
Are they going to get one? Yeah, that was the thing I was going to say. They're probably not going to get one, but we probably owe them
Jason?
One.
Is that what his name is?
I don't remember.
All right, so this is hard for me. Jason, I apologize. You know, I apologize to everybody, actually. I apologize for making you guys listen to that fucking song so many times.
I knew it. I knew that's where you were going.
No, I apologize for shitting all over the work that you were doing for the network. It wasn't even a misunderstanding. We're assholes. We have no content. We're not funny. This is where we ended up.
Oh, back the fucking boat up. We're funny. We have no content, but we're funny.
Anyway, so I wouldn't expect you to accept it, and I wouldn't expect us to be guesting on each other's shows anytime soon, but I apologize.
I accept on his behalf.
Thank you.
No problem. All right.
Are you going to apologize, you fucking prick?
No. I'm an asshole and I stand behind it. It wouldn't be sincere. I mean, wouldn't it be? It would be less. I wouldn't want an apology from somebody if they weren't sincere. I'm not sorry.
You are sorry, though. You told me you were sorry.
No, never did I say the word
okay,
sorry.
Okay.
I mean,
sorry isn't the right word to use for an apology, but so let me ask you this. Going back two episodes.
Yes.
And I played that promo.
Yeah.
Would you have changed anything from that point on? Once I played the promo. Okay, so right there, your fucking pause says that you have remorse. So just apologize and move on. Don't be a fucking prick. Other than the fact that they're more talented than us, and except for rapping, I think I won the rap battle.
Yes, you did. You survived the stroke, so you're good.
Yeah. So all I'm gonna say is. How can you say that? How can you say, I stand by what I said about the song, but I apologize? Whatever. Let's just put it to bed.
All right. You can try to guilt me into it, but I'm not apologizing. I mean.
You really need to.
Okay. Give me a minute here.
I gotta come on.
Keep calm, cool, and collected here. I am ready to move on from this topic.
Right, again, so I apologize for dragging it on and on and on, Anthony.
I apologize for dragging it on also.
All right, there. Did that fucking hurt, you piece of shit? I take mine back. Anthony's a bitch.
I knew that's where that was going.
You keep saying that, but you keep falling for it.
Check. You're trying to put me in check.
All right.
See, now, did that apology sound sincere? Fuck, man.
I don't, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Listen to Three's Comedy. They're great.
Yes.
All right. So here I am in North Carolina. I think this is the first time we've recorded in different states, isn't it?
Yes. Wait.
No, it's not.
No. You were in fucking
Detroit.
Down in 8 Mile or whatever.
All right. You talk.
Okay. What do you want me to talk about?
I don't care. Say something.
So, what the fuck? You can't just spring that on me. I got prepared shit I got to talk about here.
You had 2 weeks.
Can you play that rap again? I just can't. I can't fucking stop myself.
Have you listened to Pizza Podcaster?
No. I put it on my phone and haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
You're such a fucking turd.
No,
it's a 20-minute episode, cool. And you have a 25-minute ride to work. What's the fucking problem?
I was listening to the Betty White audiobook.
Hey, you're getting horrible lag.
Your fucking mom's getting horrible lag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, you were bouncing all over the place.
Oh.
Just like your mom. See? That's how you do that. All right. So anyway, I'm here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
How was the trip down here, Doug? Oh, it was great, Anthony. Thanks for asking. You know what? I got a couple of things I can share.
Perfect.
You can just take off if you want.
It'd be a better show, wouldn't it? You going to call John? Trying to kick me off my own show?
Do you even want to be a part of this?
Part of what? Oh, are we recording?
All right.
So
where do I... All right.
Fuck. Quit cutting me off. So, I...
There I what?
Jesus fucking Christ, shut the fuck up. God, you know, our show sucks.
There I was in another... No shit, it does.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is a perfect time. I do apologize. I am sorry. Our show is fucking terrible. You guys put a lot of work into your show, and ours fucking blows. Tell me about your trip, Doug.
Thanks for asking, Anthony. I'm not really prepared for this, but I will go anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So shut the fuck up. I think from Illinois to here in North Carolina where I'm at, it's like 42,000 miles or something. I don't know.
Okay. It's like a 6 months drive.
It's supposed to be 19 hours.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Google Maps is 19 hours.
Okay.
So when we were moving, we were loading up.
Yeah.
I had a 26-foot, which is the biggest truck. This is important. This is the biggest truck you can rent without having a CDL.
Okay.
I had that, and then right next to it, I had a 20-yard dumpster.
Okay.
And because we have a lot of shit. Had.
Had.
Had a lot of shit.
Do you still? I mean.
Yeah, we drug the dumpster behind the truck.
Perfect.
It was just cheaper that way.
Cool.
All right. So my son came out and.
Of the closet?
Do you want to fucking hear it or not? Fuck. At least be funny if you're going to interrupt me.
That wasn't funny?
No.
All right.
All right. You go ahead. Go.
So you dragged the trailer behind your truck because you wanted to bring all your garbage with you?
Yep.
That's all I got. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Fuck, every fucking week you just fucking drain the energy right out of me.
You got too much energy. I'm trying to help out here.
I swear to God, it's like you were sent here to destroy me.
Uh-huh.
All right, months ago. Yeah, 6-7 months ago now. Eight fucking months ago when we started this piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
One, we haven't gotten any better. Two, why did we start it?
I remember very clearly why we started it. I sent you a screenshot of a podcast that makes like $11,000 a month.
Oh, God.
On Patreon. And you said, let's do that. And I said, okay. So where's our $11,000? They make it look so easy, you know?
Was that last podcast on the left?
Yes. Why can't we get $11,000 a month? Our show's just as good.
So, all right. Can I go back to my fucking story now?
Yes.
Fucking idiot. All right. So like I said, we had the truck and the dumpster side by side.
Yeah.
And I went and bought, I don't know, 600 boxes or some shit. I bought a fuck ton of boxes.
All right.
And, of course, the last day, and we packed for like 2 weeks. We were trying to get way ahead of everything. So the day that I got the truck, I could pull it up and we would just run all the boxes out there and take off.
Perfect.
So what we ended up doing was running out of boxes the last day.
Jesus.
We got all the shit loaded in the back of this fucking truck. And let me rephrase that. We got the truck full. And there was still a pile of shit that we wanted to take out in the driveway. I mean, and we just sat there and looked down at the ground like, well, what the fuck are we going to do with this? So I had that 26-foot truck, and then I had a trailer hooked onto the truck with my car in the on the trailer.
Uh-huh.
So we packed the car full of shit, and then my daughter rode with me in the truck, and my wife drove her car down here, and she had her car packed full of shit. So we still ended up having to throw stuff away. We just couldn't take it. We couldn't take our riding lawnmower. We couldn't take I had a bunch of pictures that your mom had sent me that I couldn't bring with.
Cuz the pictures were so wide cuz she's so big. Is that... All right.
So anyway,
can I have your mower?
I already sold it.
Whatever. Go ahead.
You could have. You all you had to do is ask.
All right.
Hey, just ask me once a week, can I have your mower? And if I have another one and I'm looking to get rid of it.
All right.
Okay, so first off, hold on. I've got no business driving a truck this big. I've got even less business driving a truck this big with a fucking car attached to it.
Oh, God.
So I'm like 2 hours into this fucking trip, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that my hand started going like Michael J. Fox. I mean,
what the fuck?
Like, so, like, you know that video of Trump making fun of the reporter, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
One, he's actually not making fun of the reporter, but that's what they're. But anyway, that's what my hands were doing. They were cramping up because I was gripping the steering wheel so fucking tight.
I'm
telling you, I had no fucking business driving this fucking truck. So that was 2 hours in, all right?
Huh.
Right about that time, the fucking dash starts fucking blinking and shit with all these messages about the transmission failure and all this shit.
You got 4 seconds before it self-destructs. What the fuck?
So we're not even out of Illinois. You know, if where you live, where I used to live, you head south, it takes a long time to get out of Illinois.
Yes, it does.
So I'm like 4 hours into this trip now, and I pull off and I call Penske. That's who I rented the truck from. And yeah. I told him about these fucking messages, and I'm like, I'm worried because I got to drive through the fucking mountains. It looks like I'm having transmission problems or whatever. And they route me all the way at the southern tip of Illinois. They route me to way out of the fucking way to this, I won't say the name of the place, but it's a fucking shed out in the middle of the fucking country on a gravel road. So I'm driving with literally everything that I own, bouncing around this fucking gravel road, and I pull up to this shed, and this guy comes out, and he's wearing exactly what you would expect somebody to be wearing when they're going to wear your skin as a fucking suit later on in the moonlight.
Perfect.
So he comes up, and he says, I reckon you guys are the ones with the problem? Yep. And my daughter said, I'm staying in the truck. He goes, you mind if I get up there? And my daughter goes, I'm getting out of the truck. He walks up to the truck and he goes, well, they should have known I can't look at this. I ain't got a computer that'll hook up to this. Oh, and I'm not joking when he said, this computer takes Windows 10. There ain't nobody around here that can afford that.
What?
That's what he said. And I all I could say was, fucking Microsoft.
Some kind of Microsoft deal.
So he goes and grabs a cardboard box out of the dumpster, throws it under the truck, and then shimmies under the truck. Well, crawls under, whatever. And he's looking at the, what I assume is the transmission. I know fucking jack shit about cars. It could have been.
He's looking at the muffler. Oh, here's your problem.
So he's down there and cussing and whatever, and he gets back up and he starts telling me about the meth heads that live next door, and
Jesus Christ.
Then he gets around to the part where he says that he can't help me. So he says, I'm going to go in there and call Penske, and we'll get this figured out for you. So I'm already, by this point, I'm probably 4 hours behind where I wanted to be at.
Yep.
So he calls Penske, then Penske calls me, and the guy gets on and says, well, the nearest place I can send you is Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in fucking Illinois. He said, well, you're going to be going that way anyway. Well, I mean, yeah, sort of, you know, as opposed to, it's like I'm headed towards Hawaii or Florida or Cuba.
So the nearest place I can send you is North Carolina. Jesus Christ.
By this time, it's so fucking late. I mean, we've lost a lot of what I'm kind of a bitch. I don't like driving at night, and especially with a big fucking death truck that I got no business driving. And at this point, I'm still not comfortable driving this truck. You know, it's super wide right turns and all that shit. And I'm like over exaggerating everything, man. You'd think that I'm driving a tanker, like a battleship with wheels. So we end up getting a room the first night in Southern Illinois, like 4 hours from home.
He didn't even make it four out hours of from Illinois. Home.
And I, you know what? Tomorrow will be a better day. Next day we wake up, go have breakfast, and we had breakfast at this it wasn't a waffle shop, but it was like Waffle Express or Waffle something. I'm telling you, you have never been to a nastier fucking restaurant in your life. I'll have my daughter send the pictures that she took, but like there was like Black Death on the walls. I mean, it was just it was fucking disgusting. Oh, so I got steak and eggs. My wife got steak and eggs. My daughter got a waffle. and it was like $48.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you had to pay to get that Black Death
Normally,
removed.
Normally, you can go anywhere and have a decent breakfast with a family of three, and it's like $25 or something, you know. We went later on in the day. We ended up eating at Cracker Barrel, and we all ate well, and it was cheaper at the Cracker Barrel than it was at that fucking Waffle Death Stop.
Waffle Death
Stop. I think it was called the Blue Waffle. Google it. Everybody out,
yes, Google everybody it if you
haven't. Google the Blue Waffle. You'll see the restaurant that we're talking about.
You'll see where Doug ate at.
So anyway, I hopped in the truck with my daughter and drove, trying to think if anything happened other than me almost dying 47 times in that fucking truck. So I did fine when I was driving straight. All right, so
if you didn't have to turn the wheel,
or
were you like close to letting your daughter drive?
Jesus, take the wheel. So I'm not exaggerating. Okay, so I'm being honest when I say this. I drove whatever 17 hours I think it was total. No, I think it was more like 25 hours because, but
okay,
I passed two people.
You just stayed behind everybody?
I stayed in the lane that was the least amount of people. I passed two people. That, I mean, the whole trip.
That's amazing.
I think one of the vehicles was on fire that I passed. All right. So like I said, they routed us to Nashville, Tennessee, and it was right in the middle of what I consider the middle of Nashville, Tennessee. There was people around and there was a lots of traffic.
And you got to drive this big ass truck.
Again, I've got no business driving this motherfucker. I mean, I don't know. They don't even tell you anything. Nothing. They tell you nothing. I went in, I signed the paperwork. They said, "You ever driven anything like this before?" And I said, "Nope." Okay. Here's the keys.
What'd they ask you for then?
it was a 2017 truck. It had 5,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm a trucker.
I'm a trucker.
Oh, and so that's the other thing. So I'll get to that later. So anyway, I'm in Nashville. I pull into the Penske station there, and I pull up, and I sit in the parking lot for a little bit. I get out, stretch, walk into the office, and they knew I was coming. And the fucking guy comes out, and he's nice, you know. Whoever, he's just there doing his job, whatever. But another fucking 5 hours I was there. 5 fucking hours at this fucking Penske place. And in fucking Nashville, which I had no intention of going to fucking Nashville. And when it's all said and done, he says, "We got two choices. You can either limp along to North Carolina, or we'll get another truck side by side over here and get all your stuff moved over." Now, going back to the previous part of the story, this was a puzzle of getting all my shit crammed into that fucking truck. And I knew that there was no fucking way that was going to come out of the truck and go back in the exact same way, which is the only way without us losing something or having yet another fucking truck. So I was very pissed off, and I just opted to limp along for the rest of the way. The problem that I had started having was if there was any sort of incline, the truck would just bog down to sometimes 30, 25, 20 miles an hour. And I knew I was going to be going through the mountains, and I was worried that I wouldn't have enough balls to get up the fucking hills, and I'd start rolling backwards, and we'd flip over. And
that's a weird thing to worry about, but anyways.
All right. So, like I said, I decided to limp along.
Yeah.
We drove a little bit past Nashville. I wanted to, it was starting to get dark already for the second day of the trip, and I didn't want to go through the mountains in the dark. So we got another room. That was the night we ate at Cracker Barrel, I guess. shitty fucking room. Anyway, it's not important. I wake up in the morning. Now, this is, what, day three of me driving?
Yeah.
So I've been driving this truck now 3 days across country in my mind.
Cross country. Just left Illinois, but
I haven't driven far enough to have to refill the fucking gas tank yet. But that comes later.
Uh-huh.
But I am now a trucker. In my mind, I am a trucker. I know the lingo because I've seen the movie Convoy.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone. I know how you're supposed to dress, so I got that on the ready.
Uh-huh.
So, it comes time for, I'm serious. I'm a trucker now. So we got to pull into the truck stop, and this is it. It's my time to shine. I don't know how to put fuel in this motherfucker. It's a diesel, and I've never put fuel into it. So if you've never driven a diesel, there's, I think it's called DEF, D-E-F.
Okay.
So there's two pumps. One is DEF and one is diesel fuel.
Okay.
DEF is apparently something that with the emissions. So you put it in one tank and it whatever the fuck it does, the engine sorts it out and makes spaghetti or something. I don't fucking know. But I do do know that I didn't know which fucking pump to use.
So all right.
So I pull in and I'm, hey, brother, you know, because I'm trucking out. Apparently, when you're a trucker, you turn into Hulk Hogan.
All right.
All right. So anyway, I had to go ask a trucker to come over and show me how to fill up the fucking fuel. I could tell by the look in his eyes. He's like, I just got to get the fuck away from this guy. He's gonna fucking kill this somebody.
Fucking turd. So there's two pumps. I don't understand. What could you have picked one? What if you put the wrong one?
Right. That was my fear. What if I did the wrong one? I would be stranded in butt fuck wherever the fuck I was at.
Should have just put regular gas in it.
Should have put water in. That would have been cheaper.
Yes. And a pound of sugar.
All right, so there I was going through the mountains now. And I was doing okay until I had to go up a hill. And there was times when it would be down to like 15 miles an hour. I had to put my fucking hazards on, and people are passing me and flip me off and all that shit. Brutal. And by this time, like I said, I'm 3 days into this, and I'm used to getting passed, and I can't get over 50 miles an hour at all. So I don't even fucking care anymore. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm driving down this fucking road, and me and my daughter are having this fucking hysterical conversation, just having a great time. I look in the side mirror, and I bet there's 30 fucking cars lined up behind me.
You didn't notice that you were stopped?
So they were... I told her, I said, you know, we're sitting here having this great conversation, and all those people back there, I've ruined their day. Everybody's pissed off.
Oh, shit. So, did you get your money back for the fucking truck?
I wrote a strongly worded email. I haven't heard anything back yet.
So that means no. Fuck you, you cunts.
I made the customer service rep listen to the Hush Your Face promo 5 times.
God. You know, if they made it this far into the show, 35 minutes, and you just ruined it.
Oh, trust me, they didn't.
No, I know they didn't. Here's where I'd like to apologize.
All right. So it's been a fucking horrible run so far. This whole move to North Carolina has been, it's just like one fucking rubber dick in the butt after another.
Speaking of that.
Okay. Is that it? We done?
You just wanted to get on and explain your trip to there and that's it?
What's that? Well, yeah. What's the last day, September something?
Nope.
The fuck are you listening to?
I was going
to
listen to Three's Comedy for a little bit.
That's cool. I appreciate it. Maybe that's our problem. Maybe Three is comedy. Maybe we need a third. Maybe we need a woman on our show.
Nope.
Nope. That was good.
All right.
We need a black trans woman on our show.
Hello, brother or sister.
No, a fat black trans woman. That's even better. And a fat black trans woman in a wheelchair. She's got to cover all the bases.
A first grader at California Charter School.
Come on, dude. The whole thing.
Listen, dude. Listen here, brother.
A first grader.
You know what, brother?
Holy shit.
What you gonna do?
For the comfort of you.
You're
killing me, man.
Will you please shut the fuck up so I can read this?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, brother. A first grader at California Charter School was sent to the principal's office this week, brother, after she accidentally misgendered a classmate in what's being called a pronoun mishap. I'm not reading more.
Come on, dude. I'm fucking dying here. Whew. All right, I won't interrupt you again, I promise.
So what was the you read it, or there was a point to this fucking story other than
nope. There was a point, but then we got a hold of it.
Hold on a second.
The incident occurred at Rockley Academy, a school ruled by controversy after a kindergarten teacher led an in-class discussion.
I got this, sister. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're not going to read it?
No, I can't.
You're not going to finish reading it, Hulk?
It's like
Mr. Hogan.
It's like 16 pages long.
I know. That's what makes it even better.
I think it would wear thin pretty quick.
Nope.
Just what was the reason why you wanted to talk about this story?
So there was one. There's, oh my God. So what happened was that this teacher decided to have a gender reveal party. I guess.
What the fuck is that? So I would assume that the teacher was pregnant, and she was going to reveal the sex of the baby.
No.
All right. What was it, brother?
So, what had happened was... So, this person that was kindergartner, 5 years old, got a sex change or whatever.
Wait a minute. Got an actual operation?
I don't know that. It says that it included a gender reveal for a little boy who was transitioning to a little girl.
In kindergarten?
So, in kindergarten.
All right. So, fuck. You know, I
So the teacher had a gender reveal party.
It's making me angry. Hulk's going to come out.
Hulk's coming out.
Don't make me angry.
I think you're mixing up Hulks here. So, gender reveal party for a kindergartner. And apparently the girl that got in trouble knew the other thing from before and called her by its name. I don't know whatever. I don't even know. They transitioned to a little girl. So they called it by the boy's name that the girl knew it from as last year.
Fuck, you're making my head hurt.
Yes, this whole article makes my head hurt.
All right.
So this little girl was out on the playground, saw her friend. Called her friend by his name after he had transitioned, and the kid got taken to the principal's office. It says, after about an hour, it was determined that the little girl made an honest mistake and she was not punished or reprimanded. So they kept this five-year-old girl in basically in trouble for an hour talking with the principal.
So there isn't a five-year-old that would know. Oh, fuck. I think that the parents should be arrested for child abuse.
Which parents?
The ones that let their kid transition at 5 years old.
I agree.
You don't know at 5 years old. Or maybe you do. Fuck, I don't know.
No, you don't.
I think at five, I knew. I think I was using the toilet. I'm not positive.
I think I was using the toilet. At five? That's kind of early. I didn't start till I was like 11.
I was going to say that I think I quit shitting my pants at five, but I know that's not true. I got to.
So.
I don't want to interrupt your. Remind me when you're done with your story. I'll tell my story about when I shit my pants.
Fair enough. So I don't know. I agree that the
stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for that one. I agree with you that the parents are fucked up, right? But this principal that pulled this girl into the fucking into his office and talked to her for an hour, what an asshole. Like, what where do the people at these schools think? This is a public school, you know. You send your kids there and these people just think they can do whatever they want. It doesn't make any sense to me, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. It's stupid. The parents should be punched in the fucking head. If the little boy got his dick cut off, he needs to have it sewn back on, and then he can figure it out later.
Because that's not traumatizing. We're going to cut it off, and we're going to sew it back on.
So they can just sew it on by his belly button. He can keep it for later if he wants it.
Yep. And then he can put his thumb in the hole and kind of grab it and pull it out. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Turkey's done.
Poor kid. How is that legal? I don't understand, man. I don't.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You shit your pants before?
Yeah, I did. What? Funny you bring that up.
Is it?
All right, so.
God, this show sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, it's fun, but it's I don't know how fun it's going to be to listen to. We're fucking all over the place.
When was the last time we weren't? If you don't like it, shut it the fucker thing. Shut it off. I don't care.
What the fucker?
Leave us a one-star review.
I thought you were talking to me. If I don't like it, shut it off. What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe I was.
Yeah, so if you can go to iTunes and leave us a one-star review. You know what? No, leave us a three-star review. That's better. Two-star. Two-star review. I don't know. Because what's the point of it? You see, people only care about one-star and five-star. Either you liked it or you didn't. What's a two-star review? What does that mean?
Meh.
That's how I feel about this show. Meh. I would give my own show a two-star review. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so the big selling point of this show is that it's a shit show.
Yep.
Whatever. All right. So speaking of shit show. All right. So I was probably, I'm going to say I was 17. I know I was old enough to drive.
All right.
And for some reason I wasn't. Me and my buddy Jeff were walking across a field down in Moline, Illinois, down below the hill. Anybody that lives in that area, whatever. Anyway, whatever. We're walking through the field. His parents had bought an old farmhouse down there. Yeah. And for some reason we were walking there instead of driving there. But we're walking across the field and I go to fart and I'm like,
Uh-oh.
I reach my hand in my pants and I pull out with my bare hands this big pile of shit.
What the fuck? Why the fuck would you do that?
Because I wasn't positive that I shit my pants. I had to verify.
So let me feel with my fucking hand.
No, I didn't feel. I scooped.
Just in case. Yeah, the scooping motion going in advance.
So I hold up this pile of shit in front of me, and I look at him. I'm like, I shit my pants.
All right.
He laughed, of course. Uh-huh. So I think I flung it on the ground, wiped my hand on the ground.
So you know you can't get that shit off.
There was nothing I could do at that point. I mean, I was locked in with shitty fingers, and we had to finish the trek to that farmhouse. So anyway, so we get to that farmhouse, uh-huh. And at that time, nobody had lived there. It was abandoned. Not abandoned. It was just empty. Okay. So I go down in the basement. I take my pants off. I take my underwear off, and I clean up the best that I can. Uh-huh. Go over to the neighbor's house. Clean up the best that I can, and I take that underwear that I had shit uh-huh. and then used to wipe everything. There was an old chest freezer down in the basement. So I throw the underwear in the chest freezer, uh-huh. and then I go and go to the neighbors who we knew and washed up, whatever, and then walk back home, get my car, drive home, take a shower, forget all about it. Uh-huh. So over the course of the next... I guess it was about 15 years. They had did some work in that house, and that Jeff, the one that I was with when I shit my pants, his uncle had moved into that house. So his uncle had lived there for about 10 years. So it was like 5 years ago, I guess, maybe 8 years ago. I get a phone call from Jeff, and he's just laughing his fucking ass off. I'm like, what's going on? He's, well, my dad called me and asked me if I'd go and help him clean out the farmhouse because my uncle had moved out. So they're in the farmhouse, and they're doing all the cleanup and everything, getting it ready for new renters to come in. Yeah. And they go down to the basement, and Jeff's dad opens up that freezer, and it had been unplugged for now 15, 20 years, yeah. and the only thing that was in there was my shitty old Fruit of the Looms. His uncle opens it up, or his dad opens it up, and sees his shitty underwear in there and says, your Uncle Greg is one crazy motherfucker.
He just gave shitty underwear in his basement. Got this freezer to keep my shitty underwear in it. Oh my god. How the fuck do you get yourself into these kind of situations? I don't understand.
I think that you have stories, you just don't tell them.
You think? I don't know if that's true, because I don't really do a whole lot, so.
Yeah, but even when you're not doing a whole lot, there's a story in there somewhere. I've seen a place here in North Carolina where you can rent to own rims. I thought that was pretty fucking interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, that's the word for it. Rims are the fucking stupidest thing. I mean, specialty rims that you pay all kinds of money for are stupid. And people that's what you're gonna
take away from it, not the fact that there's some place you can rent them. You can rent your wheels. It's like renting a tattoo or renting a.
I'd rent a tattoo. At the end of it, they just cover it up. They just scratch it out.
You know, John and Deuce over at Brand X spent a little bit of time talking about us.
Yeah.
And what do I? Deuce, I apologize if I'm wrong, but Deuce said that Doug is funny and Anthony is brilliant. How in the fuck did he come up with that?
Brilliant? Really?
Yeah, if
I would say that I'm like a little bit below average at best. Fucking brilliant.
I think you're the fucking window licker.
Licked the fucking window?
If you want to take a little bit of a break, I can dig up that clip of what they talked about.
Yeah, if it's a clip of him calling me brilliant, then yes, I do want you to do that.
All right.
And I really did. I gave it more to Anthony than I did to Doug. To be honest with you, I like Doug more than I like Anthony.
You're a hater, that's why.
A little bit, sometimes.
Yeah, you're a hater.
But now, me and Doug are, you know, we seem to have...
Oh, you're in simpatico?
Yeah, we are. Kind of, sort of. But not much with Anthony. Now, Anthony's not a bad guy. He's just, I don't know. There's some... If they found out he was a serial killer,
here's your shovel.
It wouldn't even surprise me.
Here's your
shovel. I'm surprised. Just telling you how I feel. There's something about him that ain't right. I don't know what it is. Who's right? It certainly ain't Anthony. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If he ever, you know, ended up snapping one day and like killing a bunch of people,
he's coming after you.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, he'd have to come find me. But anyhow,
I don't know.
I wouldn't. It would shock me.
That tirade you went on against the Jimmy earlier today. I mean,
Doug and Anthony, also part of the Husher Face Network.
All right, now we got to talk about them for 5 minutes because they get upset if we.
Well, I think Anthony's brilliant and Doug is funny as hell, and I know John doesn't like Anthony for whatever reason.
He's okay. He's all right.
John's a hater.
He's okay.
You know, it's funny the way he writes stuff. It's just
Deuce loves everyone.
You know, it's when we were talking about on the show, we were talking about Jazz McCain, that woman that blocked me.
Oh, I think Doug's right about that.
I agree with him.
Yeah, Anthony doesn't think it's as big as a deal. That was a gentleman's agreement.
And we're back. Okay, that's enough with those two.
All right. So you know what they were talking about there, and I think John had a pretty good point. So you had said because with my move and everything. I had asked you to write the show notes, and you wrote Jasmine Kane is a cunt, according to John.
Yeah.
But I called her a cunt as well. And he was wondering, I think his question was, why did you put according to John when we both said it?
Because he said it. You reiterated it, but he said it.
I know, but I want...
Is he embarrassed that he said it?
No. I agree with John on this. I think that it was like you were trying to protect me. That's how I felt. Maybe.
Oh, no, not at all. You're an asshole.
Well, no shit. And you're...
you called some poor innocent girl a cunt because she wouldn't retweet your fucking tweet. Oh, hurt your feelings. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you got. Fuck, go on your fucking Twitter. See what kind of fucking numbers you're pulling in for this piece of shit show. You know how many fucking rubes I've got to try to come up every week to listen to this?
Seven?
All right, well, good.
My Twitter's better than yours.
Way to react there, buddy.
Buddy.
Brother!
Oh, I'm brilliant. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so if you don't have anything to add to the show, then I'm done.
I don't. I'm fucking done. You got anything else?
Nope. Bye.
Bye. That's the best way to end the show. You got anything else? Nope. Bye.
Fuck, man. It was like you were sandbagging me.
Fuck. It's like you were teabagging me. Sandbagging you how?
You weren't ever leading with anything, ever. You never led with anything. You're just waiting for me to say something, and you'd react to
it. You wouldn't shut up.
All right. We can do another show right now.
The whole show. You don't even have to be there. We didn't have anything. We weren't prepared. Like normal. Like we normally are.
I told my shit story. I told the story about me moving. That's what I had said I was going to do.
Yeah. I thought you had more than that.
I talked for an hour. Fuck.
First it was 37 minutes, which it wasn't 37 minutes, and then it was an hour. Jeez. It's always something
all
with
right.
you.
Do me a favor. I know you got time to do this.
What?
When your audio gets done, just cut out all the spaces out of your audio. I just want to hear what you said for the whole episode.
Nope. Because it'll be like, huh, yep, mm-hmm, uh-huh, yep.
You know how funny that would be?
Really funny, actually.
Here's huh? Anthony's going to do Who's Right by himself. Here we go. Yep, mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm.
I will do that. I'll cut it down, and I'll cut all the spaces out so it's like right on top of each other. That'll be pretty fucking funny, actually.
All right, so everybody, you can look forward to... You can look forward to that next week. Maybe, you know, I know there's a way to put bonus content on there. So I could just put, and it would just be that. Anthony's by himself.
Yeah.
We should do that. I'll put it up as bonus content.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget to give us our 2-star review on iTunes.
Yeah. I mean, meh.
Yeah. And if you're putting the review up, because I'm asking you to now, just put meh. M-E-H.
Yep. Oh, fuck. fuck, I should have done this at the beginning of the show. I wanted to do a fuck, I can't believe I forgot this. I wanted to do a giveaway of Peter Norica's music.
Oh, motherfucker, that's what I wanted to do. I bought the records.
So, okay, so I there's an option on there to gift somebody his entire catalog digitally. And I want to do that for, I don't know, let's say 2 or 3 people. But I want to figure out a way to do it so where he kind of gets recognition. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to do a contest. Maybe we can put out something on Twitter. Tweet at us with a certain hashtag that he would, you know, that he would know. Or we can let him know in advance, obviously. But and then we can pick one to, or pick a couple to give it away to.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost for words here. That's a good idea, and I'm not used to that from you. I don't know how to fucking deal with this. Because if you were to play that back, you'd hear me stammer and stutter for a little bit, and it's because normally when you say something, you come up with an idea, I've got to immediately tell you why you're fucking stupid. Turns out Deuce is right.
Dad, is that you?
Oh, all right. Shit. So I know that he uses hashtag Norica.
Okay.
And we don't have a hashtag because we put no thought into this piece of shit. But we should come up with one.
Yep.
Hashtag Jasmine Cain's a fucking whore.
It's a little bit too short. We need something a little longer and harder to spell.
Jasmine Cain's a fucking whore, and the Hush Your Face promo is great. .com.
.com. I love it. So I think if they can tweet at either you, me, and or either one of us, and at Peter Norica with the hashtag,
we're making Norica. This so fucking, nobody's going to do this.
Why not?
We could be giving away $500 and we're making it so complicated.
Oh shit.
So I went on there today and bought that whole the digital catalog.
Yeah.
And then I talked to him and I'm gonna buy a couple albums, actual physical CDs.
I couldn't find a place to buy the CDs.
That's because you're a fucking idiot and you use a Commodore 64. I
it's a problem.
So I've asked him to sign a copy for me, and then I was going to give the rest of the CDs away. But I like your digital idea too. We can do it over the course of a couple weeks.
Yeah, of course. But we got to find a way to do it. I kind of wanted to put it out there, you know. But I meant to ask you before the show, but I fucking forgot.
Yeah, we should just hash this out on the air right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so look forward to the competition. Because
hey, what do you want to talk about next week?
let's put together next week's show. I figure we're just gonna call John.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. Meh.
So do you want to do hashtag Norica and hashtag?
We could just do hashtag Norica and tweet it at either me, you, or Peter Norica. And then, you know, tweet something witty or stupid or whatever, and we'll pick the one we like the best. Or the however many we're going to give away, 2, 3, whatever it is.
There ain't no we. You said you were doing it. You're on.
We as a show, jackass. Well,
we as a show is going to pay for it out of your bank account.
All right, the competition is canceled.
You can find his music on YouTube.
I was trying to include you. Yes, it's coming out of my fucking bank account, all right? God, we as a show are giving it away. Me as a provider am paying for it.
All right. So we'll just do hashtag Norica at... I don't want to do just Twitter, though. That's the problem. Why? Because there's a lot of people that listen to it that don't use Twitter.
Oh, all right. How do you want to do it?
What if we just have him call the voicemail?
Yeah, so I was just going to say,
sure you
call
were.
In.
Sure you were.
Even... Oh,
you fucking dumb
Christ.
Fucker. And, okay, so I'm
why don't you give me your address and they can write you a letter?
Okay.
Okay.
Here, entertain them while I find the fucking number.
So there's a pirate that walks into a bar with a steering wheel sticking out of his pants. And the bartender said,
"Arr, you're driving me nuts."
You fucking stepped on my dick, you asshole.
I had to stop what I was doing to... Sorry about that, brother. Fucking just shit. I tell you to talk and then I shit all over your joke.
That's okay. It was a stupid joke anyways. Yours made it funnier, so.
All right. So the voicemail number is 508-974-4489 or 508-9-RIGHT-9. All you have to do is call and tell us why you should win the Peter Noriega discography.
Yeah.
I
do that.
And it's got to be funny because we're not.
Don't. it's got to add content to our show because we're just fishing for content here. This whole podcast thing is way over our head.
All right. So now are we done?
Yeah, bye.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing. So I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. All right. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.